Online music service Ardio has just launched a series of new curated stations programmed by record labels and local influencers. I'm joined by Ardio CEO Anthony Bay. Anthony, can you talk us through how the platform works and how these new label stations work?
We offer two different experiences. There's a free internet radio, streaming radio experience, and then there is two different subscription plans. The subscription plans are ad-free and on-demand, but include radio, and the free version is essentially radio. There's really two different ways, maybe three different ways, that you can have a streaming or internet radio experience. One of them is you pick a song, you pick an artist, you pick an album, and you have a computer-generated, you know, called algorithmic station that's created just for you. And then you can listen to that, you can thumbs up and thumbs down, and you have a customized, personalized radio experience. But that's, if you will, created by a computer. The second alternative is one that is more classic, and that, you know, people call it curation. In radio, it's called programmed, and that is a human-created experience where a person creates the music that is played, the sequence that's played, the songs that's played. So when we launched our music, our radio, free radio experience last September, we had both of those. And we've continued to evolve both of those models. So we have a human-curated experience, and we have a computer-generated experience. And we also, over time, expect to have a combination of those two. And so the way in which you can create a curated, human-created station is we could have people who are RDO employees, which we do, employees and contractors all around the world. So we have literally hundreds of curated stations that we've created. And to date, the vast majority of our top stations in terms of what people listen to are curated stations, which is interesting. So what we felt would be very valuable for listeners is to enable other, if you will, tastemakers, influencers, to create their own stations. And that out of creating those stations, they would take their brand, their experience, and they would create, they'd create programs. They'd create a station in this case. And one of the more obvious people to do that with are music labels. Now, not music labels as the parent company, not what you think of as Universal, but the labels that actually are the ones that sign artists and promote artists. And that, for a long time, is what the core role of a label was. You know, they would identify artists, they would promote those artists, they'd market those artists. And back in the days when you went to a record store, a lot of times, especially independent labels, but other labels, the brand meant something. Oh, okay, that's, you know, that's on Sub Pop, or that's on Atlantic, or that's on Def Jam, or that's on, you know, a lot of different labels. And the label brands meant a lot. So we believe this is a great opportunity in the world of streaming for label curation to, in a sense, have a renaissance, to be able to come back and say, how do we create a way in which people can listen to our artists, a station based on the music from our artists, or inspired by our artists, or things that our artists were inspired by. So we work with labels all around the world to create these stations. So it's consistent with what we did originally. The things we did originally were done by us, and we've begun to expand much more aggressively into stations curated by programmers and labels and tastemakers and influencers. So you'll see us continue to expand that audience of people creating content. And so that's what we just announced this week, was a number of label partners who are creating their own stations on the Ardio platform.
Are you looking to attract a new consumer with the launch of these new stations?
To some degree, yes. It's both. It's really to do two things. Is to give consumers an opportunity to choose from stations that are programmed by very, very impactful brands, and to give those brands an opportunity to have a voice that reaches out directly to consumers. So it's both to take the audience that we have and increase the richness of the experience, as well as to bring in new experiences. And what we found is a very large percentage of the listening audience wants to essentially tune in and pick a station and be able to listen.
The music streaming market is getting very crowded. Are these new label stations one way Ardio can stand out from the likes of Pandora, Spotify, and Apple Music?
Sure. Over time, each of these services will end up creating its own unique expression and own unique experience. And as people learn more about streaming music and subscription, just like many other businesses, then they will have an opportunity to choose. And so we do believe it's important to create something that's unique and a great experience that's from RDO. So, yeah.
And Anthony, what do you make of the launch of Apple Music? How will that impact upon RDO?
I think the primary benefit actually will be to raise the awareness among people in the marketplace about streaming and subscription music. I think the biggest challenge we have today, pretty much everyone in the business, is the average consumer still doesn't really understand what this is. People have heard of it. The awareness is quite high, but the actual understanding of how it is and how it works and what's free and what's not free and what does it mean to stream, there's still a relatively small percentage of the total audience in most parts of the world, including Australia. And so Apple coming in, like many other categories, will raise the awareness and the category. And so that, I think, is a positive thing. You know, and then Apple has to compete for listeners on a daily basis, just the way everyone else does.
The music streaming market is getting more and more crowded. In Australia, we've already seen Songle and Deezer close down. Do you expect any other platforms to disappear?
You know, I don't know. I think I would say a term I've used, the market is more noisy than crowded. On a global basis, there's really only three or four companies that are available. And you have local companies in different countries, certainly in Australia, but the biggest challenge tends to be for local players. Because it's, you know, as you saw with Songle, it's challenging to be able to offer a world-class experience when you're operating in a single market. You know, and so we do think there will be over time, you know, not hundreds of people doing this, but we also don't imagine the world will get down to just a few. You know, as you see in the radio business, you know, there are multiple stations in each city, and each of those stations finds their own voice.
And getting back to RDO, how does its business model work? How do you guys make money?
You know, we make money pretty much the way everyone else does in this business, and that is there's two business models. One of them is a subscription where the user pays, and you know we make a retail style margin on that. Generally, I think it's been pretty widely reported. About 70% of the revenue goes to the rights holders, split up between labels and publishers and performing rights. And there's about a 30% gross margin that goes to the retailers, which is very similar to what the download business is. You know, that's the way the economics work in, you know, both in movies and television and downloads before in music. So that's a pretty standard margin since digital really came around in the last 10 or 12 years. And on the radio business, you know, we sell advertising. And you know, the goal of selling advertising is to cover the costs of paying the rights holders. So we are, you know, everything we do is licensed. We work very closely with rights holders, and so those are the two ways in which people are compensated.
When Apple Music launched, there was a lot of controversy around Taylor Swift. She said she wasn't going to stream her albums on the platform because she didn't agree with the way Apple was going to pay the artists. How does RDO pay artists?
Well, she didn't say she didn't agree with the way they were paying artists. She said she didn't agree that her music should be free. So she's been pretty clear that she didn't agree with Spotify's free on demand, and she didn't agree with a 90-day free trial on Apple Music because you know music shouldn't be free. And we agree. Our free model is not like Spotify's model. It's not free on demand where you listen to what you want. It's a programmed radio experience, as I described. So Taylor Swift's music is on RDO. And so we deal with artists, you know, the way everyone else does, as I described. So on the subscription side, about 70% of the revenues go back to the rights holders, and only 30% is left for paying everything that we as a distributor does. So that's the economics.
Moving on to measurement, would you want RDO to be part of the current radio rating systems?
You know, it's an interesting question. There's radio rating is one, and you know, the other one is download sales and things like that. So I think the answer to that should be yes, but it's not exactly obvious how to make that work. Traditional radio is a broadcast mechanism, and And a lot of what we do, as I described, is more of a, it's more narrowcasting. It's aimed at an individual. So mm-hmm. I think figuring out how to properly do the audience is relatively complex, but I think it's appropriate in the same way television viewing over time, and you know, when you have things like Netflix in the market, television viewing is now being viewed as a combination of on-demand subscription as well as linear television. I think the same eventually should be true in music.
Anthony, how do you see the future of the music streaming space playing out in the next 2 years?
I think it's relatively straightforward in a lot of ways, and you know, maybe a little bit unknown in others. And I used to work at Amazon, so I would repeat something that Jeff Bezos used to say. As he said, you know, people a lot of times ask what's going to be different in a few years, and I think it's just as important to ask what's going to be the same. So what's happening now, and I think will continue, is people are listening to more music than ever before. So music listening is up dramatically because it's easier to listen to music legally than it's ever been in history, really. So people are listening to more. They're listening in more places. They're listening on their phones. They're listening at home. And so, if you will, listening is going up. The diversity of music that people can listen to is increasing. You know, it's really remarkable that for the first time in history, you have the ability to listen to pretty much all the world's music. And that's, you know, that's pretty amazing. At the same time, it's pretty daunting. You know, we have 35 plus million tracks, and that's a lot of music. So people are listening to more. There's more variety. At the same time, as we've been talking about here, there's a need for more personalization and curation. So we use the phrase, you know, tuned to you. In our job, and I think you'll see this become more important among services, is to take that universe of potential music and be able to connect you with music that you love. And the services over time that are best at connecting people with music that they love, things they know and things they don't know, we think will be, you know, be the big difference. But it's going to get better. You know, the services are getting better. People are listening more. You know, there's more different devices. One of the fastest growing things for us is, for example, television sets, people listening at home on TV, because that's the best sound system people have. So it's a trend upwards. And, you know, it's hard to say exactly what will happen with particular companies, but for the business overall, you know, all the trends are very positive and up.
And what about RDO, Anthony? What should users expect from that service in the future?
Our mission is to provide all the world's music on any device you have and tune it to you and be able to connect you with music that you love. So that you can pick, you know, you can pick a mood. You have all sorts of choices of how you allow us to customize music for you. But that's our job. Our job is to create a remarkable and wonderful music listening experience for you. And that's what we're focused on.